Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche podcast. What a hockey game. What a thing that was. That was an experience that the Avs win 2-1 in overtime over the Minnesota Wild. Let's retry this 60-second rundown.
Sick.
First period, Alexander Georgiev played awesome. The Avs played great for the first minute and scored a goal thanks to Arturi Lehkonen and keeping Nathan MacKinnon's point streak going. Oh, sick. The timer broke. It's just a it's a night. Dude, it is a night right now.
It doesn't fuck
I know.
It. Who cares?
I know. Avs played reasonably well in the first period. Really didn't play all that well in the second period. A blown coverage in the defensive zone. Makes it a 1-1 game. And then the Avs absolutely dominate the third period, but are unable to get a real goal to go into the net. Devon Taves did score one late in the third, but it did not count because the Avs were pretty definitively offside. Game goes to overtime. The Avs draw a penalty and are able to convert. Valanciunas, in his return, scores the game-winning goal on the overtime power play. That's it. Again, it felt like a really weird game. Obviously, some of that for the Avs is the new players in the lineup, kind of finding their places, figuring things out at times, but also just a game that felt like it didn't have a lot of flow to it for most of the night.
How often do you see a team integrate five guys into a lineup in one game?
It's tough.
It's a lot of practice.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
So, Avs manage it and manage to win the game, even if it was a bit, you know, I don't even think the Avs played that bad for most of the game. They had some stretches where they played extremely good hockey and then just could not finish.
It's pretty disappointing, man.
Oh?
Yeah, you're in the third period of a game against a team with a decimated lineup that is on a Sega Baba and you're at 1-1?
Yeah.
It's pretty disappointing. Now, the third period, they completely dominate.
Yeah.
Their legs go. You completely take over. You can't finish it. To me, it's frustrating.
Frustrating for sure. So I have no argument there.
I'm disappointed in that part of the game. But you got a fantastic effort out of your goaltender.
Yeah.
You won a playoff style hockey game in not a playoff style way because it was in 4-on-3 in overtime.
Yep.
But I mean, you. It's a regular season, man. You're there
wins
for two
wins. Yeah.
You're there for 2 points. You walked out with 2 points. You don't really give a shit about giving the Wild a point at this point.
Not at all.
How many more times can I say point in that sentence?
If anything, Jesus. If point giving taken. The Wild a point helps them chase down Vegas, so I'm here for it.
Yeah, exactly. Go get them, I guess.
Not relevant to the Avs position.
Yeah, certainly. It was to me. It was frustrating for a lot of it, and then. They completely dominate the third, and you're kind of like, all right, well.
Played good everywhere, but putting the puck in the net legally.
Yeah I mean, yep. You're going to play well, but Gustafsson, whatever his name is, he played pretty good.
He
too.
Did.
Made some good saves.
He did.
You know.
Had some help really from the post.
Could have really gotten away. You know, the game could have gotten away. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And it didn't.
Yeah, both guys were. I thought both guys were really good, and both guys got really lucky.
There were some posts.
There were some few posts.
Well, those were loud.
Matt Zuccarello missing on a penalty shot.
Exactly. Like each guy really caught a break here and there, and that's it's a great goaltending battle. Hell yeah.
See ya, buddy. It was. And then we were as far as you could be from the post. Both those posts on that side. And, buddy, we could hear that ding like it was right next to us. Those were real hard, like, ba-boom posts. You know what I mean? Like
that Mikko one on the power play especially was like...
That thing was
ripped. And who was it? Was it Kaprizov on the other side?
It was Kaprizov. Yeah. I think MacKinnon hit, like, the outside of a post, too. Yeah, there were a handful for the Avs tonight. I don't want to, like... run over our three stars because I'm assuming Georgiev is one of them, but is that not the exact response you want from a guy who's been struggling on your team this year? You go out, you do all this stuff at the deadline as the Avs, and you come out and you get that performance out of him. Got to be a little bit of a vote of confidence there, right?
We've talked a little bit about how that level of aggression from a front office at a deadline tells everybody in that locker room, all right, we believe in you. Go and get him.
Yep.
What does it tell Alexander Georgiev that they didn't even go get a backup for him?
You're the man.
Whether or not they tried, it doesn't matter. They didn't do it. Yep. They didn't pay whatever it took to go and make a move at that position. They just, to him, that had to be a big bat signal of, you're our guy for this run.
Yep.
Yeah, there was no explaining to do, right?
Yep.
Unlike L.A., where there was a little bit of explaining to do. or I don't know. It wasn't us, you know?
Yeah.
There was no trade.
We weren't a team.
Vetoed, yeah, for sure.
What do you mean? We got the same agent. No, I'm just kidding. just kidding.
Do we have our three stars up? I can just run through those. All right. Tiff's got to pull up the graphic, so. All right.
Saying bye.
Star number three. I don't even know who these are, so I'm just yoloing through them.
It's been saying hi, bye to you.
All right. Number one, Arturi Lehkonen, the only guy who scored a legal goal in the regulation time of this hockey game. That math adds up, but he also continues to be an extremely effective player for the Avs on their top line, putting a bow on everything, essentially. Helps Nathan MacKinnon continue the point streak tonight. I know he also got the point in overtime, but particularly in the absence of Gabe Landeskog, what do you think, Eric? Has Lecky become the glue guy for the Avs top six?
Yeah, I mean, there's a trust factor there, right? I mean, he's the new JT Compher, so to speak. You know what I mean? Like, he'll play him anywhere. Swiss, I mean, obviously not a centerman, but... PP, PK, top line, but I mean, middle six, wherever you want him to be. So I still think, like, I didn't like seeing him on that 4-on-3 there. I still thought Val should have been there. And then
overthought
all of a sudden they made the switch. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, Val's the best net front presence in the NHL, right? I mean, you can't find another in any team better net front than Val right now. But, you know, like, he was awesome. This guy's found his groove, you know what I mean? He missed so many games at the start, and great to see him get going. He's a man of many words.
Guy was I just like it, and I think there's so much of his value and his brilliance is in the understated aspects of the game that it really is. We could make him an honorable mention star almost every night.
Yeah.
Cuz he just
You know what you're going to get.
He does so much for them, and I thought he was really, really good. The goal was great, but
obviously,
I had him here over MacKinnon with two assists because I thought Lehkonen was better.
Totally fair. I have no argument against that. It's the things particularly that you see, and I'm not trying to dunk on Nathan MacKinnon tonight. I thought at times he was actually really, really good tonight.
Same.
But there are shifts. There are plays. Nathan MacKinnon doesn't get a call. He turns to the ref. He's behind the play. Nathan MacKinnon messes up a play. You see him throw the head back. He's out of the play. That's what you never get with Arturi Lehkonen.
It's just game.
Yep.
Also, out of Nathan MacKinnon, he jumps in front of that. He reads the play along the wall and jumps in front of it, makes the pass to Lehkonen, and that's the they have a goal 42 seconds into the game.
Yep.
I mean, for
hard to argue with it, for sure.
For the, what, 32nd time in a row. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is so crazy. Like, that's absurd.
Some of the things with MacKinnon, you're like, well, they have scored two goals tonight, and he has assists on two goals.
Guess so. I can live with the rest of it.
Hey.
All right, head bob your head. Yeah.
Number two, Valeri Nichushkin scoring the game-winning goal. Obviously, he's back in the lineup. I understand the pick, but can we say he tried real hard to punt on an unbelievably good play on that power play in overtime? Took him three whacks at that thing to get it to go.
Who among us hasn't had to take three attempts at some things that seem easy?
Only three?
I mean, I'm trying to learn how to gift wrap presents, and I just... I went to a class...
No dice.
I went to like a little like class, and it was embarrassing. It was bad, dude.
Didn't take
it
all.
I swallowed a lot of pride that day. So I tried to do it again, and I don't know how to do this. So my third time, maybe I'll be like Val Nichushkin and I'll get it right. But it's fine as long as you get the job done. You get the job done, brother.
Fair enough.
Especially in overtime, and I agree with you. They overthought it. Val Nichushkin. Coming into the game, he hasn't played since January 10th. He's tied for fifth in the NHL in power play goals.
Just put him out there with
what are we doing here?
Yeah.
All those goals are scored from the same spot, exactly where he was. There. He completely changes the dynamic of your power play. Four on three, 5-on-4. I don't give a shit. Put that guy's big ass in front of the net and just make other teams defend him.
That's a horse's they can't. Ass.
They can't. They just can't do it. So, you know, I'm. It was nice to see. I was also yelling at the TV. Tiff can attest to this. I was yelling at the TV. I was so mad that MacKinnon and Mikko and Makar did not get off the ice.
Yeah.
Because in overtime especially.
We were sitting there going, hey, are we fucking going?
Yeah. They were exhausted, and they've spent the entire time shooting and chasing down pucks. And I'm like, you have to win it. You have to win it. And they did because Val's got this. So it was, I don't know. For me, I was just like, hey, good story for him. Oh, I'd already started awesome studs story. And duds, and I already made him a stud just for playing in this game because Val Nichushkin, the person,
there
you have
things
to be
bigger than hockey. For
you
sure.
have to be happy for him overcoming some of the off ice issues and getting himself to a place where. He's cleared by the league. He's cleared by doctors. You know, he's cleared by whatever deity he gets down with, and he's back in the game.
Yep.
And hopefully he keeps his head on straight, and, you know, he really is on clear eyes, full hearts moving forward. Yep. So that, you know, once.
He is not from Texas, though.
Yeah, well.
I was just going to say, clear eyes, full hearts.
You definitely can lose, so Friday I wasn't going to go there.
All right, Friday Night
It's
Lights.
Not high school
All right,
football,
I see
man.
Where you're going.
Yeah. So I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that that's, you know, and I was tempted to make him a star anyway, especially when it was 1-1.
Sure, totally.
But then he got the game-winning goal and
made it
he's
easy.
Yep. Have to be happy for the guy and he's taken a lot of heat from people that assign a lot of things to
without
his
knowing what's actually going
exactly,
on.
Exactly. Without knowing the realities, they've just decided they know what's going on in his life and that they understand. And for me, I'm a little done with it, and I'm just happy for him. It felt like a good fuck the haters moment for him.
And to his importance to this team, in the last 2 weeks, the Avs have lost two games in overtime, 2-1. Val's the one that wins it for him in this one.
Hell yeah.
Just saying.
He's a huge, no pun intended, part of their lineup. You know, and when he's not there... It's like when Sammy wasn't there, you know, you're like, hold on a second. We're missing something back there. You know what I mean? Val gone, you're like, oh, hold on a second. There's a big piece missing, you know? So great to see him back. Shook off a little bit of rust. Like I said, expected some I expected some rust. I mean, freaking Fracky's a big boy, and, you know, it takes a give him a few games, you know. But just to see him out there was
also
awesome.
You also have a second line out there that's never played together.
Yeah.
Straight up.
They just never. Just introduce themselves, you know.
We'll talk more about that, too, later. But number one star, it's got to be Georgiev.
Is it?
It's got to be. I don't even see the graphic, and I know it's Georgiev. A spectacular performance from that guy. Cannot be overstated.
He's phenomenal tonight.
Yep.
I didn't really think he was all that good against Detroit. I thought he was really out of control, really scrambly.
But it was fine.
And it was good enough. It's
tonight,
all good.
He was locked in.
Yeah, but in this one, it was he didn't have a multi-goal lead.
Yep.
To just get aggressive, come out on top of the crease, you know. Oh, big save here, big save that. No, it was big saves, no rebounds.
Yeah.
He was awesome tonight. He was awesome.
Makes multiple huge saves on odd man rushes. Gets a little help on the penalty shot, but hey, made Zuccarello beat him and he couldn't.
It was awesome.
Just great
stuff. The one goal that he gives up, what a colossal breakdown.
There's not an
av
within 20 fucking feet of the guy.
Yeah, Brock Faber just walks right on in and that's free.
He was like loading it and then he's like, shit, I can reload it. You know, I mean, there was no one on him. You know, it was weird. I was like, yeah. But he was good. I mean, he was good. Again, it's nice to see that. And he's going to have to be good because this is such a good team in front of him. He has to do his part. And, you know, winning a game 2-1 tonight was awesome because sometimes you, and in the playoffs, you're going to have to win games 2-1, you know, and you're going to have to win games 3-2. And you can't just outscore your problems all the time in the playoffs. And it was nice to see him play with confidence. Now, let's see it. Let's see it. Next game. Let's go. Again and again. You know, we can't just say every game like, yeah. Oh, great. I mean, you have to start to expect it to play
good. Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
But it was obviously a great night, you know, to
you don't
step
want,
in the right direction.
You don't want your goaltender to have to be the best player on the ice.
No.
But in a game, when you get into a situation in a game where he needs to be to keep you in it.
He's got to be. Yeah.
I was telling Tiff, I was like, how many of the games have we seen this year where they've needed this?
Yeah, they haven't gotten it. Yeah,
it's been so few games that he really stepped up and I don't want to say stole the game because the Avs dominated the third period so thoroughly.
They really did. The third period outside of the penalty shot was honestly the easiest period of the game for Georgiev.
And there was a wild sequence in the third period where Kaprizov has two breakaways.
Yep.
He beats him on one and rings the post, and then Georgiev stops him on the other. And it's just like they didn't have many, but they had some golden chances. And those are every time those have gone in this year, we've been like, oh, well, it's Kaprizov on a breakaway. What can he do? Oh, you want him to stop that? Yeah. In that situation, I do. And tonight, he was awesome. He was awesome.
Was Georgiev kind of like the bouncer at Circa today?
Yeah.
Because if you didn't know, Circa, the first ever adults-only casino, easy life. You don't have to deal with all the kids. And that's what Georgiev said. Kaprizov, coming down the slot on him, said, you're a child. You're not allowed in here. Circa Resort and Casino, go get with them if you're going to Vegas. It's an amazing place to stay. And you can get 20% off when you use code DNVR20 at checkout at CircaSports.com. Even if you're not going to Vegas, you can download the Circa Sportsbook app today to gamble on there on things like Nathan MacKinnon to get 2 points because he just does that in every single home game he's ever played in his life. So that's a good bet to use. Why not jump on that one? Of course, you can always get in on action on anyone else, too, when it comes to Circa. Download their app today at CircaSports.com. Circa Sports Bet can only be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. Must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circa Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org. And then, when you win some money and you're not sure what to do with it, that's when you hit up Premier Members Credit Union to set up an account with them. They're not a bank, they're a credit union, which means they do things a little bit differently. They have a ton of great options, whether it's high savings interest or lower loan rates. You can get your set up with a high yield savings account or earn 5% APY on your first $2,000 with the reverse tier money market. Go get with PMCU. They're part of the community and that's all they really want to be. When you become a new member with PMCU, you get $200 just for opening a checking account and signing up for e-statements. That's it. That's all you have to do to get $200. It'll be your best money move yet. Head to becomepremier.com to find out more. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast.
See, our chat is learning that kids are allowed in casinos in other places.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. It's rough.
Yep. I don't know what to tell you on that one. They can't gamble, for the record, but they're allowed inside.
Little kids gamble all the time. It's just with their lives. They don't know what they're doing, man.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Second period, let's talk about the new guys. I want to start with Casey Mittelstadt because I have thoughts, but I want to get y'all's thoughts first.
If you've got thoughts, hit me.
Yep.
So I really like Casey Mittelstadt with the puck tonight. I thought he did a lot of good things. Obviously, there's going to be some system adjustments. I have confusion about how the Avs chose to use him tonight. And it's great that Casey Mittelstadt is willing to go to Pizza Hut, willing to go to the dirty areas of the ice. But I don't think you got Casey Mittelstadt to be the guy tipping pucks in front of the net.
Yeah.
I don't think that's his best use.
I think there's a... This is like a preseason game, man. Like, you got no practice. You're playing with brand new guys. You don't know the system.
Sure.
Like, you're dropped in, and this is... it's a tough spot to be in. I think it's everybody's just kind of feeling their way through it.
Fair enough. My other thought is the one we already had. You've put Jonathan Drouin and Casey Mittelstadt on the line, and somehow the only dude on that line willing to shoot tonight was Jack Johnson.
Yeah, it was weird. Jack Johnson was... It felt like he was everywhere at times.
Unleash the fury.
Cool for Jack Johnson.
Yeah.
But the play cannot be, especially with your second line, pass the puck to Jack Johnson and have him shoot.
Look, it's time to start asking the question. Was Bowen Byram holding Jack Johnson back?
Who's the anchor now?
Yeah.
Funny.
Obviously, I'm kidding, but yeah. Like, that's not the play.
I'm not.
Most of the time.
Occasionally, you got to do it.
Sure.
And I'm not making overarching, this is a huge problem. Just something I noticed pretty quickly in Casey Mittelstadt's first game.
I thought it was real rough early on, sure. And I thought he started to find a rhythm as it wore on. How much of that is Minnesota as a team went away? The legs went, and everybody's games looked like they got a little bit better. But I did like Mittelstadt as things went on.
I will say, sure, legs, whatnot, but size was not an issue for him at all in this game.
No.
He was an awfully pesky guy. He was willing to engage physically along the boards, particularly on the forecheck. One of the areas I had some concerns about with him, tonight it was just not a problem.
He's got hands, too. You saw him a couple times grab that.
Yeah.
They're quick. They're soft.
A little draggy.
Oh, he's going to be good. He's going to be good. And you're right. And you asked me that question today. Like, everybody adapts differently. Everything's new. It sounds stupid. I know it does, but it's you don't know where to stand before going on the ice for the game, right? Because everybody's got their rituals, and you know, like you see that before, like when the cameras are. You don't know where you stand in the lineup. You don't know where who's going first. Who's you don't want to step on anybody's toes and warm up. You don't know like is McKinnon go first? Is he shoot pucks? You don't want to be the guy that's. Like disrupting the other guys. You just don't know the guy. You don't know anything about this team. It's new. So it is nerve-wracking. It just makes it a little bit, you're on pins and needles, you know what I mean? So it just takes a couple times and a couple days and just to get organized. I think they have a couple days off here and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be nice. And,
yeah.
But he's going to be good. He's going to be a great fit. And,
the skill was definitely.
Oh, yeah.
It flashed it a couple of times where you were like, all right.
All right.
Move to the back end guy, Sean Walker. Got absolutely crushed in the numbers tonight.
Yeah.
But I didn't hate his game.
He's in the toughest spot. He's
defense
got the,
needs the systems a whole lot more than the forwards.
Yeah, he's got – and he played good minutes tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So they threw him into the fire and just, hey, how does he do? Work to do.
For sure.
Work to do.
It's the same answer.
Yeah, I get
that
you.
I just said, as a defenseman. Same answer.
And then
takes a little bit of time,
maybe less impact, Trenton and Duhame. Any thoughts on them as bottom six guys?
I mean, I'm going to love those two because I feel so much better than some of the guys we've had there. They're going to be good PK guys. Trenton won two big PK faceoffs.
I counted three of them.
Three. Okay, well, we were just talking about it, and then back-to-back was right below us.
Yep. Rudo and I. And then they took him off and tried to sneak Mac on with 10 seconds left in the PK, and he lost it.
He lost it. Yeah.
So I liked it. I like it. Both of them are real tight on the PK. They're both like pistons, right? You know? Yep. Stops and starts. There's no circling. It's an art to... And it looks... And you can tell they take it seriously, and they want to be part of something special there, you know?
I'm glad you brought that up because I want to talk about that. Is it a little damning for the Avs PK systems that you throw a bunch of random dudes onto their PK tonight that don't know the systems and they go a perfect PK?
And not only that, but look good.
Yeah.
You don't have major breakdowns everywhere. You don't
generate a few chances.
Yeah, you don't have guys wide open left and right where you're just like, what is happening here? Like, you guys have been doing this all year as a unit. What's going on? Yeah. I think it's a little damning that they kept it simple and they found success.
Yeah.
They'll be good. Those guys will be good.
I thought Duhame was really good. I noticed him a bunch.
I liked
the energy. I saw him. I saw a little bit of confidence with the puck. You know, he was trying some
and
stuff.
And remember, he's playing the guys he was having dinner with like freaking few hours before.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little hard. You know what I mean? Like, especially when you have to bring jam and, you know what I mean, that snarl, whatever you want to call that. It's kind of hard when you're with the boys you've been with for a bit right now. So it's tough. That was a tough spot for him.
Trenton was more of a... There were pros and cons for me on it.
Weird game for him. You can see what you would like out of him on the Avs, the forecheck, the skating, the peskiness. It felt like he struggled a little bit more with getting a little lost at times.
Well, and you guys couldn't see this because you were in arena, but they cut to him on the bench several times throughout the game, and he's got Bednar...
Do this, this. Yeah. I want you to do
ear,
this. Makes sense. I believe that.
Going 100%. All the way down stuff. And it's like, I think this guy's going to be a bigger part of this team than the trade price might have suggested. I forgot we had these.
Well, I was just like, had my hand all over that one because I thought it was mine. So I'll give you the clean one.
All good. And then you put your hand all over this one.
Well, I was fine. Going like this with this one.
It's fine. We hang out.
Anyway, thank you for the 100 likes, chat. The Avs got the dub. We got a little vitamin W in the house here. We appreciate y'all.
Salut.
I need this to stay awake.
Skål for the Swedish people.
This is like 4 or 5 shots in the last.
Yeah, it's been a few
days.
It's been a few, man.
Colossal.
Look, Avs ultimately got the job done. I think that's all you really care about at the end of the day.
Do we know what happened in that Winnipeg game?
I don't.
I didn't even look at any out of town.
You check it. While he's checking it, I want to talk about some of the bad in this game. Obviously, the goal against...
1-3-0.
Of course they did. Ross Colton. Where'd you go, buddy?
Who?
Ross Colton.
Your boy.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, neither has Brock Faber while he was scoring that goal, buddy.
Dude. I know that you're making a point here about Ross Colton, but oh my God, I'm starting to get nervous about Miles Wood.
Yeah, Miles Wood had a lot of problems tonight.
There are so many mental breakdowns where I'm like, is this the 8th game or the 64th game of the season? Just getting a little nervous. He might just be going through a lull, but...
No, it's weird stuff, too. Like, the Avs... One point, the Avs rimmed a puck out of the zone. It was going out of the zone. Clear and Wood bats the puck out of midair into their own bench.
Yeah.
And so it's a defensive zone faceoff.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you even swinging at that puck? And it's weird stuff like that with Wood that it's like, you just got to think a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm in the defensive zone. He's starting to make some
questionable.
Yeah. Offensively, I don't have any issues.
I mean,
although he did have,
he needs to finish.
Sure, that's always going to be the case, though. I know. He did have that one sequence where I texted Eric in the first.
Yeah,
we were dying.
He said the same thing. Yeah. We were dying. Fucking.
It was so funny. I mean, it was just like a comedy of errors where you're just like, this is
he's
silly.
He's going to lose his helmet right here. Like,
seriously. You needed to set it to Benny Hill music?
Yeah. Exactly right.
That was funny.
Yeah.
So you have that. And like, with Colton, I'm not worried about it on the grand scale, but that's just a crazy bad breakdown. And honestly, not just Colton. There are five Avs in the
corner
bottom right quadrant of your own zone. Like, something horrible has gone wrong if that is how you are defending the play. It was just bad.
It was too easy. Yeah.
The other thing in this game, and AJ, I'm curious in your thoughts watching it on TV on the reffing, regardless of what you think of the calls, way too many penalties from Colorado in this game.
Sure.
Okay. What are your thoughts on the Cogliano one?
It's a penalty.
That's what I thought as well.
I think he tried to dress it up as much as he could. As like, I'm reaching my stick out. The puck is right there. What am I to do? Buddy, you shot the stick into the puck carrier. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Everyone,
man,
that has eyeballs should be able to see that was the accidental on purpose. I had no problem with that call.
We couldn't figure out in the arena, Rudo and I, like, did they stop play? Look at this. Did they say they would play with a broken stick or?
No, that was the Kiviranta thing. Like, that was super weird.
We didn't know, like,
because he picked up the other guy's stick or
this
whatever.
I don't know about.
Maybe he was at a commercial break for you. Yeah,
I don't know. Well, I mean, the penalty shot. We had no idea what was happening. They cut to break.
Really?
Came back with nothing.
The penalty shot's going
Matt
up.
Zuccarello was a penalty shot, and I'm like yelling at the TV going, what? It was.
Me and Lindsay are looking at him like, what happened?
Yeah, and he comes down, and then he doesn't score, and we're all like, okay, great, but what has taken place? And then they started showing replays of it. It's a penalty.
Cogliano one.
No, we know.
It's significantly more egregious of a penalty than what happened, whatever it was, earlier this year when the Avs got that penalty shot.
Yeah.
And we were all like, what was that?
A stick that just happens to slide near a guy as opposed to Cogs literally pushing it into the guy with the puck.
Shot it into him. Like, come on, man. Like, come on.
But anyway, the other one, we just didn't know. They stopped to play. Yeah. They're grabbing sticks.
Yeah. Kibbe loses his stick. Someone else loses his stick.
I don't know
stick.
What happened. We thought they were going to be shorthanded.
I think I figured it out. I think what happened was the refs thought Kibbe picked up a broken stick.
Yeah.
And so they were going to call 2 minutes for playing with a broken stick. And then he's like, here's my stick. It's not broken. And they were like, okay, no penalty.
Great. It was weird. But I mean, we couldn't figure it out. So
yeah, some weird stuff. Also, that holding call on Mikko at the start of the game.
Bullshit. It was bullshit. Buddy.
Where they're both going in, and it's like, I mean, Matt Boldy's flipping and twisting and whatever. Like, you can talk yourself into Mikko did anything.
Yep.
He definitely has his hand, like, kind of around him a little bit.
Is there enough there that you could, in theory, call it? Sure. Did that happen 15 other times in this game?
Yeah, but seriously, my 7th grade homecoming dance had more contact than that.
Whoa.
And we had chaperones on at that thing. Like,
did you hear that?
It was serious. Like, I was like, this is silly. Is this going to be the tone of the night? And sure enough.
Sheesh.
Oh, I hate when it's like that. Who was reffing tonight? I even know. Like,
honestly, I don't know.
Everyone on
man.
Twitter was very willing to let me know that it was O'Rourke. So.
Oh, yeah. O'Rourke. And then who else was there? Cool. I knew he was
there. I didn't catch the other one. Yeah.
I watched this game in multiple locations. So little details like that are going to get right by me.
Yeah.
Because he is the most busiest man alive.
I had a lot of writing to do.
There you go. That's
we're busy, man.
On that note, if you want to see what the refs were seeing tonight, have a couple of Breck brews. Get double vision. Geez. Maybe everything will be more obvious, all right? Go get yourself some Breck brew, the official craft beer of DNVR, Avalanche Amber Ale, always a great choice. We had some on the party bus both ways, so a delicious beer to get.
Don't brag.
A lot of singing on the party bus.
Cool. What'd you guys sing?
Not us, but
the extra 20 minutes we added to the ride added some more singing.
It's a little karaoke bus, too.
Yeah. Finished with M&M.
We did do that. Yep. That is true.
Nice.
Some Nelly. There was some Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Spice Girls is always a good time.
Either way, get yourself a Breck Brew. Find it at a local liquor store near you. Use the Breck Beer Locator online at breckbrew.com. And then when you get the munchies, make sure you're rolling on over to Circle K. When you go to Circle K to get your snacks, make sure you're part of the inner circle. Use that QR code on screen or go to circlek.com/innercircle today. When you sign up, you get 25 cents off per gallon on your first five fill-ups. You also can earn 5 free Polar Pops from Circle K and a bunch of other great snack deals, particularly on weekends and game days. Get yourself a Circle K. Get your snack on. Eat as many snacks as we did today to get through because, whoosh, it was a snack day, let me tell you.
There have been so many snacks consumed this week.
It's true.
I can understand why the Nuggets guys are mad that we ate all those snacks. We've been here the whole week.
Yeah, we've been here. I don't know what to tell them.
Where's that come from, that we ate all the snacks? The war going on?
Third period of...
Stay mad, I guess.
The DNVR Avalanche podcast... the Avs won in overtime.
Well, yeah, it was cool. I think they're 4-2 in overtime now.
That sounds right, yeah. I kind of glossed over this, but what a great play to win the hockey game from all four guys. They all hooked it up on that play.
Colorado's overtime in this game was immaculate. Yep. Nathan McKinnon wins both faceoffs. They have the puck the entire time.
Yeah.
Minnesota never touches it in a meaningful way.
Draws a penalty. Draws
yeah, which I didn't see, by the way. I have no idea.
It's a little soft.
I have no idea.
He gets him on the hands. It is what it is, yeah.
Oh, with Kale cuts to the middle?
Yeah.
I take it back. I did see it. It's a penalty. It's weak.
That's what we said.
It's weak.
But I said it was weak to six penalties in this game.
It's,
so
it's true, dude. It's true.
A one-handed tap. Kaprizov, right?
Yeah.
A one-handed tap.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, so I thought their whole overtime was so good, though. And then that power play, shooting, moving the puck around. It's not, they're not, like, whipping it around super crazy.
But they were doing power play things.
But every one of those guys shot. Every one of those guys had an opportunity. They tried a one-timer. They tried it with Mikko. They tried it with Lehkonen down low. He came out in front. They tried it with Lehkonen on the back door. They tried it out high from a car. Like, they did everything.
And then they swapped in Val and bada bing, bada boom.
Like, they, yeah. And the train just chugged along.
Yep.
It's crazy to me that it was that good. I was like, this rules. Yes, please. More 4-on-3.
An interesting day in general on the power play, too. The first two the Avs got, the first one, they had McKinnon down in the Mikko spot in the corner, which was really weird. And then the next one, they were using McKinnon on his offside.
So that was a victim. They were a victim of circumstance there.
Sure.
The entry got all jacked up.
But you'll rate
they got it in where they could get it in, and then they never swapped.
Yeah, that's the part where it's like you'll see McKinnon just go over there.
That's where I was like, come on. You've got 5 seconds. What are you doing? And then they kept making nice passes.
And you're like, well.
Those guys are not going to shoot. They're not comfortable. They're not thinking about it. They're not loaded up. They're on their offsides.
Yep.
It was, all of it was, I was just like, dude, just, come on, guys.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
Just something worth noting.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Overall, I don't want to nitpick very much. I know we talked about some of the bad stuff, but again, the Avs had five new guys in their lineup. And they won the game. Like,
there's a guy I do want to just touch on a little bit.
Go for it.
Very playoffish atmosphere tonight, especially as the game wore on. The intensity picked up. The hitting picked up. Teams started to trade some chances a little bit. And you started to – that's not so much playoff, but it started to feel – you get into the last couple of minutes, and you start to feel like this is a big game.
Pressure's
for both
on a little
teams.
Bit, yeah.
The Avs need to keep pace with the teams that are in front of them, and – Minnesota needs every single point that they can have, they can muster in order to stay in this race. And so it started to feel the gravity of the game rose.
Yep.
The longer it stayed tied. And there was one guy in particular that I thought really jumped off the ice to me whose game I was surprised fit in as well as it did. His physicality, the grindiness, the hard-nosed play I saw out of him. I really like Jonathan Drouin tonight.
My man. I knew that's where you were going.
I really liked Jonathan Drouin tonight. I was surprised to feel that way, but I don't remember much of his play during their cup run.
Me either, to be honest.
In the middle of the. It wasn't in the before times or the after times.
It was the middle times.
It was the middle times. It was the COVID times. So I don't remember a whole lot of it. I had the distinct impression that he was a big part of that run. I could go back and look at the numbers. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. I really don't know.
Whatever. Yeah.
But I thought that Drouin tonight. I was like, if this is the Jonathan Drouin that they're going to get in the postseason, one, he's going to make himself a lot of money.
Yeah.
But two,
he's got that gas, baby.
Yeah. The Avs are gonna have some options in that top six once those cats really settle in. But I really like this game. I had so many of the things that you would not associate with Jonathan Drouin, I thought, jumped off the ice to me.
Forechecking in particular.
Yeah, and that stick.
He was hard on pucks. That was awesome. It was good to watch.
You're going to stay above pucks, and you're going to be a menace with your stick.
You are right.
And then you're also going to dare to touch the opposing player. He found a lot of success doing those things. He doesn't get a point on the first goal of the game, but who's digging that puck along the wall?
We're up to your freshman dance at this point with all this touching of the other team.
We're not talking about my freshman dance.
Oh, God.
It really was a solid game. Even if there were imperfections, even if some of the new guys felt lost at times, it's a team where the guys who needed to step up ultimately did when they were called upon.
Is it three in a row right now?
Yeah, they're streaking. They're officially on a streak again.
Frank the Tank is back.
Three more to become a wagon. Is that what we said? Or is it five that's a wagon?
Four is a heater, five is a wagon.
All right, there you go.
So that five-game stretch that we talked about, that they needed to win all five, they went 4-1.
Pretty good. Not perfect, but pretty good.
Not what you wanted out of them, but 800 hockey isn't so – it's not so bad.
Well, speaking of 800, call 1-800-588-2300-EMPIRE.
Wow.
I know. Damn. I can't sing. I'm sorry.
That was the singing that happened on the bus. I'm glad I wasn't on it.
Yeah, thankfully everyone else drowned me out, so it was good. You cannot drown out this great deal from Empire, though. You can get $350 off your floors when you go to empiretoday.com/DNVR. You don't even have to call the number that I just crooned out. You can go online and get it done there. Empire is great. You can kind of see some of the floor next to Eric on the shot. They did our flooring for the studio just a little bit ago. Manage that one. So it's beautiful stuff. Obviously, wood flooring here. I'm more of a carpet guy myself, but Empire has you covered either way. You can get it done. You don't even have to leave your house. You can go online and get it projected. You can measure out your flooring and get stuff projected in so you can see what it looks like. Or, of course, they do in-home estimates as well. So go check them out. Go to empiretoday.com/DNVR and get yourself some sweet new flooring. And, of course, our delicious friends over at Illegal Pete's. Great place to go to pregame. What?
Our friends are delicious or the food is delicious?
Dude, it's almost midnight and I've had a bunch of beers. All right, cut me some slack here, dude.
Fair enough. I retract.
Great place to pregame if you're coming out for something like a DNVR takeover. You can grab some Illegal Pete's for dinner before you roll over to the bar, because there's one just a couple blocks from the DNVR bar.
Queso, buddy, queso.
Their queso is to die for, genuinely. But there's 12 different locations, too. They just opened up a new one over in Wheat Ridge. So go find one near you. Happy hour from 3 to 8 p.m. Great margaritas. You cannot go wrong when it comes to Illegal Pete's. Go check them out today. Excuse me, and enjoy delicious burritos all day, every day. We'll get super chats here, and then we'll get final thoughts, and then I'm going to go sleep until Sunday. $2 from Vaguely Sober, who says PK Fire. Accurate.
PK Fire.
And $20 from Cody, who says middle stat bust, also boobs.
What?
Well played.
Great. I'm here for it today, man.
Look, man, when you're right, you're right.
All righty.
Final thoughts either way here. Good win. Move on with life. My brain's fried at this point. I don't have a whole lot of thoughts left in me.
I threw up right before our show. Let's get out of here so I can go home and throw up again.
There you go. You heard it here first.
It was, you know what? It was a great few days for the Avalanche.
It was.
I think it's kudos to the management team and everybody else, but it was fun, too. For us, it was fun. We had a great time.
Oh, it was a blast. Doing it.
Tiff was awesome, and we had a blast, and even though we are tired right now, it doesn't mean that we didn't enjoy our time. We did.
And shout out Chris McFarland for double-checking with Megan that she wasn't mad at him for trading Ben Myers. Always good to look out for the homies, I guess.
Speaking of which, we have Chris McFarland's full interview from today on our YouTube channel. Go watch that if you're interested in hearing what he has to say. For this podcast, we are out of here. We are taking a three-day weekend because we worked really hard. I mean, not really. There'll be plenty of content on the site and on YouTube. Just no podcasts for the next 3 days. We appreciate y'all and all the support we've gotten over the last handful of days. Y'all are awesome. You really showed out for us. We will talk to you guys on Tuesday.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.